You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 29th, and we're looking at some big numbers that have come out of the White House. Of course, an outgoing president leaves his successor many things: Air Force One, the White House, the Rose Garden. But this year, the White House is predicting that President Bush will also leave a record $482 billion deficit. White House officials are blaming congressional Democrats, and the Democrats, well, they're blaming back. The Takeaway is now joined by Todd Zwillick, correspondent for Capital News Connection. Good morning, Todd. Thanks for being with us.
Sure, of course. Good morning.
So the White House announced this projected deficit of $482 billion, but that's not even the right number, is it? Because it doesn't include operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, which would add billions more, wouldn't it?
Billions more. So far, the estimates are we've spent $700 or $750 billion on those operations. The trouble with that is, and the reason why they don't show up there on this entire deficit debate, is because that's all been funded off budget. Every time they pass a bill funding Iraq and Afghanistan, they do it in what's called an emergency spending bill or an emergency supplemental. And when you have an emergency in Congress, you know, they can write checks all they want, but it's not on the budget. It's borrowed money. It's not paid for with tax increases or cuts anywhere else. So that's why those costs are yet to be paid.
Todd, why is that? I've never understood it.
Well, this is a way of, you know, it depends on how you look at it. Funding the troops, funding the war, budget fights, deficit fights. This is a whole ball of wax that's difficult to get around in Congress. When you're at war and you have a war that you want to get done, regardless of how you feel about the policy, doing it off budget in an emergency way, frankly, is an easy way, in this case, for the president to get what he wants on spending. You don't have to make the tough decisions. Listen, hey, $750 billion for a war, where are you going to cut that? Are you going to cut it from Medicare? Are you going to raise taxes? This president's not going to raise taxes on everyone to pay for the war, nor is Congress, really. You know, are you going to cut it from programs for the middle class? No, this is a big can kick. You know, it makes it easier on everyone, and of course, then the blame game comes afterward, whose fault that is. But it just kind of makes it easier on everyone to fund the war effort without having to really worry about it until later, the money anyway.
White House officials are blaming congressional Democrats. How is the White House saying the Democrats are at fault here?
Well, the White House is critical of Democrats for spending. The Democrats are critical of the White House for spending, not only on the war, but for spending on other things. You know, there's a lot of Republicans in Congress who accuse their own president, their own Republican president, of being a profligate spender. So there's a lot of people in Congress of both parties who frankly don't really think that the president has a very strong set of legs to stand on when it comes to spending. The president's tax cuts are a big issue here. One of the president's main platforms when he got elected, you remember this, was a big tax cut for wealthier people. Well, that's revenue, and you can philosophically agree with tax cuts, but for people here in Washington, that's a huge chunk of revenue that they don't have to play with anymore. And that's going to affect the next president, too, because especially a president potentially like Obama has big plans for health care, a lot of other things. But health care, just to start, $100 billion a year on the low end for him to accomplish his health care goals. He's going to have to get rid of those tax cuts.
Finally, the White House threw this number out there yesterday. Why? And ultimately, it really only matters now to the next president, because it's not as if President Bush is going to be able to erase that between now and December.
Right. He's not. This is definitely, without a doubt, a gift for the next president and the next Congress and for me and you and our kids. Why did they do it? Well, it's a little thing here in Washington called the mid-session review. This is actually done as a matter of schedule. Right around the end of the Congress, the White House Budget Office always puts out the federal deficit and debt numbers. So this was just sort of a matter of schedule. But it does, you're right, it does give sort of a gloomy picture for the next president to deal with. You know, McCain goes around saying he's going to be far more responsible on spending than Obama will, and there's a lot of indication that that's probably true. Now, he'd have to cut a lot of popular social programs to do that. But when Obama meets with the House Democrats today and meets with the budget directors, they're going to have to talk about spending.
A lot of talk about spending. Todd Zwillick, thank you.
My pleasure.
Todd Zwillick comes to us from the Capital News Connection in Washington, D.C. John?
A half a trillion in debt, and it's just a matter of scheduling to announce. I don't have a credit line like that.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.